merging of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff. Good morning, Brisbane. This is Jet and Marilyn with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, UQ researchers call for official world disease list to better acknowledge gaming disorders. Worldwide, over 3 billion people play video games. Gaming disorder is an addiction to gaming that prioritizes it over relationships, education, and work. Professor John Saunders wants to introduce a harmful classification to help these progressively severe cases. UQ's National Centre for Youth Substance Use Research has been conducting this study. More than 12,000 hectares of state forests will be declared as national and conservation parks. The process to dedicate the land will begin in state parliament today. This move follows the government's commitment to register 20,000 hectares of state forest in the Native Timber Action Plan. Conservation Council campaigner Nikki Moffat says it's important these forests are being protected for future generations. Queensland's protected areas estate has grown by around 1.23 million hectares since 2015.
In national news, the Chinese Premier visits Australia after 7 years. Chinese Premier Li Qiang landed in Canberra on Saturday to discuss loaning pandas, the death sentence of Chinese-Australian Yang Heng Jun, and country tensions with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. According to ABC, both supporters and protesters were seen in Adelaide and at Premier Li's arrival in Canberra, with signs calling the panda exchange Chinese propaganda for widespread repression. In an interview with Sky News, Trade Minister Don Farrell stated the meeting stabilized the government's relationship with China, resulting in an approximate $20 billion trade resumption. For your weather today, it's currently sunny, light winds becoming westerly 20 to 30 km per hour in the morning and then becoming light in the late evening. It is currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band as well. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.